Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Lillian. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, I'll start off with the first question. Australia produces some pretty amazing musicians and artists. I could name so many at the top of my head. Why aren't we seeing Oz music top the charts?
Well, it's strange. I mean, there are lots of different possible explanations, but the most immediate one is that, you know, we know about these musicians. They've got a profile in the media, but we don't buy their music and we don't stream their music as much as what we stream the music of Taylor Swift or Harry Styles and so on. Because, you know, in the end, the ARIA charts are just telling us what we do with our time and our money.
Yeah. And because I was going to say, you know, this is a station that plays and supports local musicians. We also have Triple J, which is, you know, the Bible for Australian music. Do you think this is helping Australian music?
I think it's the biggest thing that's helping Australian music. Because you're a radio station, you've got a radio license. And in giving out the license, the government says you need to have 25% of Australian music content. And it's great that, you know, Triple J does more than that. I suspect you guys do more than that too. But there are actual rules. And those rules sort of guarantee that there is a bit of an Australian music industry. But over the last 20 years, streaming's come along. Streaming has really changed the way people listen to music. You know, radios are only one way to get the music. Record shops are still there, but they're nothing like they were. It's all about streaming, and there are no Australian music content rules on streaming. So that could be the thing that's really, you know, making the difference.
Yeah. And what can we do to support Aussie artists, and how can we discover new Australian music, on particularly on streaming services as well?
Well, that's it. I mean, I think just being deliberate about listening to music and you know, if you've got an artist that you like and you have got a way of getting to their music that's invisible to the ARIA charts, so say you are, you know, using a VPN or say you are directly downloading their music from their website or some other kind of social media platform that's not represented in the ARIA charts, then make sure you're paying for it, you know, because the ARIA charts don't cover everything, but they cover how money flows through the industry. And in the end, money supports musicians. Without money, musicians can never be more than amateur. So, you know, if you're doing something non-traditional, the way to support Aussie musicians is to make sure you're paying for what it is you're hearing.
100%, yeah. Because we have so many talented artists and I was going to ask, because I did read the article on The Conversation. Now, the term cultural cringe, as it is mentioned in the Conversation article, could you explain what cultural cringe means?
Yeah. So it's one of those weird terms that Australians have made for themselves, a bit like the tall poppy syndrome. It's not the tall poppy syndrome. It's different. But it's one of these things specific to us. And it's got to do with our history. If you think about Australian culture before, you know, there were waves of immigration, before we really sort of started taking reconciliation seriously, when we were kind of a little British outpost. And what cultural success looked like to us in the 1930s, 1940s, the 1950s, to an extent was how good were we compared to Europe.
Yeah.
And so what the cultural cringe was this kind of belief that nothing we did was any good until we had gotten the approval of Europe, you know, Britain or overseas.
Yeah, it's kind of like Australia has imposter syndrome. I think that's the term.
It's very much sort of artist's equivalent of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, what happens for all these artists in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, is they have to go overseas to get any type of acceptance.
Yeah, and I guess that's still happening today, you know.
That's exactly,
you know, going
my
over
point.
To LA.
Yeah. No, this is my point in the article, that, you know, we kind of think we've grown up past that, but in practice, top-end artists struggle to make it here. In the article, I include a story from the Australian artist Vassie, who made the point that she wasn't very supported by her record label here in Australia, and that they kind of only wanted to push artists that were very Australiana, and that she wanted to be more mainstream. And in order to do that, she had to go overseas. She had to sort of lose all of her contact networks.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's not just, you know, Vassie succeeded overseas, and that's great. But what do we lose here in Australia by not having people like Vassie based here? There's a kind of critical mass of activity that goes on that we all benefit from. And if all the top-end artists have to go overseas to get a profile, we never build up that industry in the way that we want to. So it's a bit of a challenge.
And how is Australian music actually charting on an international level?
Well, I you know, you've got to think that there are individual artists who do well, who, you know, get a profile of some sort. But the challenge is, are they still Australian? They might have an Australian heritage.
Yeah.
But take Kylie Minogue. Britain claims her as much as we do, you know. Take someone like Sia. You know, if you ask the average American who would know Sia's music, they're not necessarily going to be aware that she's Australian. So that's one of the problems with having people go overseas. We can lay claim to who they are, but it's not necessarily immediately obvious to the world that they're actually listening to Australian music.
Yeah. And my final question is, what is a solution to promote Australian music from, you know, a government point of view or a media or even as a nation? What is a solution to promote?
That's a great question. Look, the federal government, when they came to the last election, came with a culture policy called Revive. There are five strategies in there. I won't go through them all, but the really important ones are to find a way to replicate the content requirements for radios for streaming services. So to find a way to say to streaming services operating in Australia, okay, tech companies, not only do you have to pay tax, but if you're going to operate in Australia, you need to give something back to the Australian community. Because otherwise, we just become an outpost of Hollywood or an outpost of... So that's the biggest thing, I reckon. But the other thing is, as a country, we need to not sort of be too self-conscious about our culture.
Yeah.
Governments have gone wrong when they have decided this is the official culture and we'll support this.
And
we actually just need to be who we are.
Yeah, and as I was about to say, there are just so many Australian artists and musicians that everyone should be listening to because they are so unique and authentic.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Tim, for joining us today.
Hopefully,
this is a local station that plays great music, so hopefully everyone can get behind it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good to talk to you.